Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, grand rising, everybody. This is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials of Self-Care. And I'm excited to share with you today. And I have Michelle Froge on with us today. And we're going to be talking about being an intuitive, right? And it's your divine right to access source energy. What is source energy? It's a higher power, God. And everybody has a different name for that. So we just use the word source and you can fill in the blank. Because we want to honor the diversity that we have in the world. So without further ado, let me bring on Michelle. Grand rising, beautiful sister.
Grand rising, Jody. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. I look forward to it every month, even though it's early.
Right? So, like, that was not my call. I'm going to tell you now. Naima, it's yeah. All on you, Dolly.
You know, mornings are not my thing as the rock star. It's not a normal thing for me to be up early.
Yeah, see, same. I'm not a rock star, but it's not my thing either. And so, yeah. But I want to actually, before we even get started this morning, I want to share with your permission about this weekend.
Yes, yes, okay. Of course.
And I'm going to see if I can bring up some of those videos that I took.
So, oh, goodness.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, so first of all, yeah, Michelle's a coach, right? And Michelle's a rock star. And thought maybe, she's calling herself a rock star because she's just a really good coach. Which she is. But she's a really good rock star. Watch this. Let me see if I can pull that sucker up. So, yeah, that was just a fun time. So Andrew and I, my husband and I, went to, see you play this weekend. And I'm just, I'm getting a little distracted because I'm trying to find the videos. Let me just go. Oh, here they are. They're right here in front of my face. But these are the pictures I have to find. Here's the video. So let's just see what we get here. Uh-huh. Yeah. So Michelle plays in the band. It's band.
Yeah. I think somebody's internet was wonky for a second.
Yeah. So let me just say this. So if we go in and out. Okay. Before we do anything, I'm going to clear energy. Okay.
Yeah.
And here's why. Things are really, really wonky. That's, I mean, I don't know about you, but I did not sleep so well last night. Did you sleep well?
No, in and out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the energy's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, we had a session yesterday too, where, with a couple of intuitives, in a group that I'm in, and their internet kept going wonky too. So yeah, it's definitely some strange, strong energy.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is clear first. So if you have headphones on, I want you to take them out. Okay. Cause otherwise it may hurt your eardrums. So 1, 2, 3, take them out. There you go. Okay. Ready? See if I can hit this right this morning. It was a long, hard night. That's better. Oh, that's better, though. And then my girls are coming in today early. Okay, so that's part one for clearing. And the second part is I've got my drum. Yes. Hi, girls. Thank you for being here. Wherever they want to be. Thank you. Okay, and we have the girls. So we have Fagla and Tinkerbell in the background. They're here to support. Because the energy's funky. I actually got energetically attacked last night. And so what that shows up as is it's a piercing pain that gets attacked to the inner thigh. It's not connected to a joint. It's not, I mean, they go right in. You know, when the veils are thin and the dark side doesn't like what you're doing, you know, trying to bring light and peace to the world, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. So, and it was just really interesting because, I feel like both, parrots, you know, Fagla and Tinkerbell were trying to keep us protected all night last night. One was sitting on Andrew's shoulder and the other one was sitting on mine and just kind of like watching over us, which is not normal. They're independent, right? They like to do their own thing.
Yeah.
but they were very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So So let me bring in and see if I can show the joy that you bring in addition to the wisdom that you bring. Because I just want to know, I mean, people can follow you where on Facebook?
So, I mean, my personal does show a lot of the music stuff that I do. So it's Michelle Froge. But then my coaching page where I have some music and then just more about the coaching that I do is the Rockstar Coach on Facebook. And then, of course, my website, rockstarcoach.org.
Okay. So it's interesting. I lost permission on to share to Google Chrome here. It says go to system preferences, unlock the screen, select the lock in the bottom, go to system preferences, which is where I'm at. Okay, unlock the screen by selecting the lock in the bottom half left. Okay, go to Google, check Google Chrome.
Technology.
Yeah, right. So if I go to sharing preferences, I think is where I have to go. Give me a minute here.
Yeah, and anyone local to the Georgia area, the Atlanta, Georgia area, can check out our band page as well. If y'all are interested in music, we have a lot of fun, and you might be able to see it here in a minute, but it's Band X Atlanta, and we play around town all the time, and it's fun. There's a ton of energy, and we have a good time.
Oh yeah, Andrew and I were dancing like crazy. So it will. I actually cannot share. So not without restarting the show.
Bummer. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Let's just say we had a really good time.
Yeah, and so you know, Michelle. So let me just describe this. So Michelle brings an energy stage that is very uplifting. She carries herself in a way that demands excitement and respect. So like, I'm just going to, you know, put this out there. There's a lot of women who, let's say, are, you know, singers, right? And yeah, we're all using our body and whatever. And you're a very beautiful woman with a great figure, but you're not demanding sexual attention. You're demanding respect up on the stage. And there's a distinction. There's a huge distinction, right? Some people are just reeking of sex. You're reeking of positive energy that you're bringing to the world to uplift the universe. And there's a huge distinction. And you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Thank you. I'm really, that makes my heart and soul happy because it's not that I wake up in the morning and say, okay, today I'm going to, you know, I'm going to demand respect and I'm going to bring positive energy, though I do. That is my intention. There is an interesting power, and I know you'll understand what I'm saying. There's an interesting power to be on stage in that arena where all eyes are on you. And you have this moment in time where you really, truly have to decide. And we all have these moments, whether you're on stage singing in front of audiences, whether you're in a business meeting, whether you are in your home with your family. We all have these moments where in a split second, what we decide to do or say or how we decide to respond or act can change not only our world but someone else's world, and it can infuse whatever energy, because it will infuse an energy, whatever energy that is. And so it is our it's our right to get to decide. And Jody, you and I both, you know, hope and pray that more and more people every day will choose to put the positive energy in, even in tough situations. Even when I'm in a bar and there's a ton of all sorts of different kinds of energies coming at me, I choose to send out love and peace and light. And
that's not easy to do. That's not easy to do.
Sometimes it is difficult, but I have learned to control energy very, very well. I always have my screen on, and I don't like to say shield because then that doesn't let any of my good energy out. So I have a screen that, the energies that I want to get out, which are the positive ones, can go out. And then the ones that I will allow in can get in as well.
Right.
But,
so, and there's two things about the shield. Actually, so I don't use shield either. I use veil. Screen is good too. The other reason we don't want to use the word shield, what's behind a shield? A sword.
Yeah.
So if you're, are you waiting for a war?
Right.
A fight? Be careful of your word choice, words or spelling.
That's right. Yes.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, I've learned, I have been in a group with a lady named Jen Gilchrist who has taught me a ton about energy, but she says if we can understand that we have the body, therefore we have the power, that can be very helpful in times where we are feeling under energetic attack or from an entity or something like that. We have the body, therefore we have the power.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a guest that's going to be on our show April 26th. His name is Dr. Steven Spencer, and he talks all about, consciousness and really a lot about mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a doctor out of Deerfield, Illinois.
Okay.
And mentioned that I'm always, I'm always trying to keep myself energetically protected. So that's just mindset, programming.
Mm-hmm.
And I always teach about programming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler. See, even the teacher needs a teacher.
Yes, we all do. Mm-hmm. We all, that's the beauty of our world and the way it was designed. I mean, in the beginning, you mentioned the diversity that's in our world and the diversity that we just have from people that tune in to listen to us. You know, we want to honor that. And we can all learn from each other because none of us have it all figured out.
Yeah.
And, you and I go to people, we ask each other for intuitive, wisdom. And, I think it's necessary for all of us to have our tribe of people that we can, go to when we need a little extra help, because we all do, and it's okay to ask for help, and we should.
Totally agree. I mean, we're not supposed to be doing this on our own. And thank you to Andrew Calhoun. He says, positive energy that lifts people up for sure, talking about you and you.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. And in general, it does. I mean, gosh, I came from, more of a corporate world in real estate where, my goodness, such emotion is flying around when people are buying and selling homes. And in this market right now, what's going on where people are writing 5, 10, 20 offers and not getting a home, there is a lot of energy floating around, and most of it's not positive.
Well, it's cliche. Andrew and I are renting, and we're renting because we couldn't find a house. We drove out here in September just even to rent a house. We couldn't rent a house,
yeah.
Right? So we end up in an apartment, which we're super grateful for. But I remember we walked into the house and people were pushing to get in and asking us to leave, and we had just gotten there.
Right. Right.
Wow.
So think about that, and then think about all of the other, jobs and careers that are out there that, most everyone and most industries were affected somehow over the past couple of years, whether that meant that their business tanked or that it grew. Some businesses grew during the last couple of years. And either way, there's a ton of energy floating around and not all of it is positive. The more that we individually show up day after day with as much as possible, and none of us are perfect, like we said, and we get upset and we have hard times, but if we, as much as possible, go into our day with love and light and positivity, we will change and we will affect change around us. And, you know, that's, Jody, what you're talking about when you, you know, when you walk in a home, you can feel the energy of a home. Oh, and I hear, it's interesting because a lot of people will be like, oh, I don't believe in all that stuff that you do, you know, all that energy stuff. And then at the same time, they walk into a house and they'll be like, no, this just doesn't feel right. Like, do you understand what you were feeling? That was the house's, the home's energy, you know?
Thank you. So people don't even, thank you, right? So people don't understand that. It's like, if you can feel, if you walk into a party, right?
Yeah.
And you get energized from the people, get depressed from the people there. Those are different frequencies and different energies. So they're all brought out by ourselves and by people who have passed. And not everybody subscribes to what I'm about to say now, but, you know, we are here in our physical bodies. Having a, you know, we're, you know, we're
spiritual beings.
Yeah, we're spiritual beings. So if someone passes, like my mom, my dad, my brother, my uncle, the list goes on. Their physical body's gone. We all can agree upon that. Their spiritual body is still there. Never. So just try that one on for a moment. And how you can ascertain whether or not you believe that that's true today, okay? We all have a unique signature of frequency. For me, I'm going to give the example of my mom. She was my very best friend. And she had a unique frequency, just like we all do. If I was thinking about her, she'd call. How many times does that happen? Thinking about somebody and they call, right? So now she passed, and I can literally feel her frequency, her energy. Think about you're having a conversation with your best friend, your mom, your dad, right? Whoever that person is for you, you know how you feel in your heart. Remember that feeling. And now they pass. And you can feel their energy, if you choose, in your heart still.
Mm-hmm.
You call them in.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is ask.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. Now, I will not lie. Well, I have lied. Don't get me wrong. We all lie. Won't lie about this. We all lie, guys. We all lie about stuff. So, but the, it's not easy. It's not the same. So when they pass, no, you don't get to hug them anymore. Right? But it's not the same. And so I won't lie and say that that's easier, but I will tell you that when my mom passed over, her energy, she put her energy in my heart chakra. And so, and this is like almost like a day, maybe a day later, right? And so because she kept her energy in my heart chakra, it gave me the ability to function.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, wake up and like, wash your face.
Function. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So we, and then Zelda's talking here. So let me just see what Zelda's saying. So she says, grand rising, beautiful queen teacher. Everyone is not awake. Well, especially after last night, but I know what you're talking about. Okay. But many are reawakening to the frequency of love because there's so much turmoil in the world. So the frequency, so thank you, Zelda. The frequency of love is technically 528 hertz, the frequency of Jesus, the frequency of love, and also the frequency of bees. Mm-hmm. Bumblebees.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So they're using their whole body, their beautiful bee body, right, to pollinate so we have food. That is a labor of love.
Mm.
And when they buzz at the frequency of 528. How's that? Put that one in your coffee cup.
You know, it just made me think of, gosh, what's our instinct when we have a bee buzzing around our head? We do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to think about it that way, it's like, oh my gosh, we're actually swatting away love.
Well,
you know?
So because we've been programmed to believe that they're dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night, we have really big bumblebees out here in Georgia. And before, I just want to acknowledge Zelda. Zelda Robinson, thank you. And she's our Monday morning host, stress relief coach. She's amazing. So thankful that you pipe in this morning.
Mm-hmm. She feels her sister. That's mm-hmm. sweet.
She says, right on point, Jody. I feel my sister Hattie Frierson Johnson energy all the time. Yeah, right? And if she doesn't like something that you're doing, I'm sure you feel that too. Because they're still souls.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
With
and
opinions.
They still have their personalities.
Uh-huh. With opinions.
Yes. You know, Jody, you know that last night was 2 years since I had to say goodbye to my beloved angel dog, and her name was Libby. And, you know, yesterday, just remembering that, it was difficult, obviously, because she was my child, but, you know, talking about feeling energy, and anybody who is an animal lover will understand this. They all have their own personalities. They all have their own little souls. They have their own energy. And I'm so blessed and honored that I'm able to communicate with her. And we all have that ability, just like you were saying. You know, you can communicate with your mom. You can feel her. You can hear her when, you know, she's talking to you at certain times. And the really cool part for me, since Livy has passed on, is that I actually do get to talk to her, you know, even more, honestly, than when she was in her little physical body, because she was a dog. She communicated like a dog. But now that she doesn't have the dog body anymore, we can communicate more on a soul level, which is an interesting shift. And it really, it warms my heart, even though I, you know, wish she could lick my face again. But, you know, the communication actually is different with her now, which is a really beautiful thing. But that can happen as well. You know, a lot of people, if they lose children, children when they pass over, then you can have a more soul level conversation with a child where you're on the same level with communication, if that makes sense.
And now
it's controversial, I'll say that, but I know from experience.
Well, so we have to go to commercial like in a minute, but well, I just can't not say this. This is just silly. You know, you look like Livy. Livy looks like you. You know that, right?
Oh.
The hair.
Well, she was my daughter.
I know. And the hair. Like, her, she had that long hair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to post
long
that.
Hair on her ears.
I know. But the energy also, when people look like other people or dogs or their pets, part of it is you know, like the dog has the same color hair as the, you know, the dog's mom, right?
Right.
But then the other part is the frequency of the dog or the bird or the cat and their owner and their frequency. And that's what really shifts our physical beast, the frequency.
Yeah.
And there's a woman who I know from Illinois, and I'm not going to use a name here, but I saw her go through her spiritual awakening and her ability to use her voice. And she went from looking very mousy, okay, not speaking truth all the time, to very, like, statuesque.
Commanding almost.
Uh-huh. But with grace.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And Andrew's here. He's saying, I agree that we all can communicate with souls after they pass from the physical body. What are some ways that people might be able to tap into that if they're not already? That is a great question. So what we're going to do is go to a quick commercial and let's answer that question because it's people's divine right. So if you believe, first of all, I'm just going to say this, and while we're gone, I want you to take on that you have the right to access source energy. And I want you to bring in your spirit guides, bring in God, okay, source energy. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what that would look like for you. Okay, and if you have questions, feel free to call in. So let me see if I can do. You guys, I'm just tired today, so I'm just going to tell you with the wake-up calls I got last night, just send grace cards my way, okay? All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm Jody Toussaint of Toussaint Essentials. I started Toussaint Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Toussaint Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Toussaint Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
So one of the things that I'm trying to do, because I'm not very good at promoting myself or the show, is I'm going to continue to ask people to subscribe to the Toussaint Essentials YouTube channel. You will get notifications when we go live for the show, so there's a nice benefit there. If you enjoy the show, you get the quick, you know, hey, they're going live now. But I also have a gift. And I can't share screens today because of technology, but it's in the chat, and the chat will show up on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And in the gift, there's a video compilation that I created. And this compilation is from all my travels over the last 3 years of waterfalls, the sounds and scenes of nature, basically, is what you want to know. And you can listen to that for 27 minutes. It's a 27-minute video. Some of it's silent with just scenes of nature, and some of it's the sounds of nature. It's a great way to start your morning. It's a great way to end your day. And then in the middle of the day, I recommend that you go for a walk. So
get out and enjoy it for real.
Yeah, the real thing. And forgive me, I just cannot remember what it's called, but it's similar to, you know, the United States, what we call earthing. But I think it was in China, I know the story, in China, people were taking their lives because they were being overworked, right? And they were just exhausted, and they created this concept. It's similar to what we have earthing, about going out into nature to reconnect yourself, to ground yourself, and to connect with Mother Earth. And but what they said was, if you can't get outside, the next best thing is to look at a book with pictures of Earth, or even on your TV. So that's why I created this. It's my gift back to you. These are all the beautiful places that I've been in the last 3 years. And honestly, it's I mean, I shouldn't say it's nowhere special. But it is very special. There are beautiful places in Michigan and Nebraska and Iowa and Georgia and Illinois and just places out the Midwest, and I think Florida as well. And so please enjoy that. Take that as my gift. And in exchange, give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel.
Ring that bell.
Ring that bell. So I want to go back to Andrew's question. So what are some ways that people might be able to tap into that if they're not already tapping into their abilities to communicate to the other side, right, which is the veils are so thin, it's pretty easy to do right now. So Michelle, do you want to start with that? And I'll
Sure.
pop in after.
Yeah. I think the first thing really is, you know, we all have things that we have limiting beliefs around. So the first thing that we have to do, if you are someone who is not connecting, even if you're someone who wants to and you're not able to, find where that block is. So there are a couple of things that jump right out at me that happen a lot. So the first one is religious programming. And I say the word religious because it's not a spiritual programming. It's not a God programming. Let's hear this. It is a religious programming, meaning it's the people in the churches and synagogues, wherever, that are telling other people, here's what you have to do in order to communicate with higher source. They are not speaking necessarily from personal experience. They are saying, okay, black is black, white is white, and here's the way you do it. Well, that's not necessarily true for everyone. And one thing that I will say too is, you know, there is an element of a lot of beliefs out there that think that you have to go through another person, someone higher up than you in the church or in the organization in order to communicate. Mm-hmm. And that's just simply not true.
Right.
We have the ability. We have, like you say, Jody, the divine right to communicate fully with God, with the universe, with source, with departed loved ones, with our higher self. And when you can start speaking to your higher self, I mean, all bets are off on what you can do in your life.
Oh, yeah.
You then have 100% divine communication right there with someone that, you know, it's you in the future. And so when we can understand that we don't have to go through another human person to get to God or source, mm-hmm. that is a huge block and limiting belief that a lot of people have. So if you can erase that, you have all of the ability then to reach out, to listen. I think the other thing I would say is a lot of us have a hard time listening. Period. Whether it's listening in a conversation, and what does listening in a conversation between two human beings mean? Well, it's not just keeping your ears open and thinking of what you're about to say next, keeping your mouth shut. No, it's about keeping your ears open and not having anything else going on in your brain except receiving what it is that's being said.
I call that active listening.
Exactly. And it's the same when we are wanting to communicate with spirit, with source, with a departed loved one, with our higher self. We have to get into the practice, and it is a practice. Most people don't just wake up and say, oh, I want to go talk to grandma today that, you know, passed 15 years ago, and just say, okay, grandma, are you there? And then there she is. Now, some people, that's exactly how it happens.
That's what I do.
It's like a light switch.
Yeah.
But most people, you know, especially those that have the limiting beliefs and the blocks from years and years of programming, whatever that programming may be, family, religion, whatever, we have to learn how to quiet our mind and open our ears, not only our physical ears, but our internal soul ears, to hear the messages that want to come through.
Yeah, the internal soul ears. That's, you know, like, how are you, so are you listening? Because this goes back to the programming. Are you listening through a lens that puts a shade over the message? Or are you listening from a place of learning? Or are you listening from a place of judgment? So if you're listening from a place of judgment, distinct from discernment, okay, you are going to be in for a long haul. Because judgment begets judgment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that you have to accept everything that's being said. What it means is try it on. So think about you go to the department store. Let's say you go to Macy's, right? Dillard's. Cool pair of pants. Go ahead, try those on. Let's see how they fit. Or what about a shirt? I'm going to try that shirt on and see how it fits. Is it the right color for me? Is it the right size? Is it styled? Is it cut the way that I want it to be cut for my physical body? That's when you receive information. Imagine putting on a pair of pants one leg at a time, right? You just want to try it on, see how it fits, marinate in it for a while. And if you don't like it, return it back to the store, right?
Yeah, no harm, no foul.
Right. There's And you're not even having to put out cash for this, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So consider, there's something I learned when I was about 21 years old, and I'm 58, and it's ingrained in me big time, and I really wish I could share screens today. So I want you to imagine this for me. Imagine a circle. Who's the kitty cat?
You can hear him. Charlie, he's outside the door. He's like, Mom,
bring
you in there?
Bring him in. Can he bring him in?
Sure.
Because yeah, I think he wants in, and I hear there's a message.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He has plenty, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to So
there's this circle that we create, and that circle is going to have, you're going to create a pie, okay? The pie is going to be divided into three slices. And the first slice of the pie is going to be very small. Sorry about this, but the first slice is going to be what you know that you know. So the first slice of the pie is what you know, what you know. So it's the KK, what you know that you know. It's a very small slice of the pie. The second slice of the pie is what you know that you don't know. So let me explain what you know that you know. Like for me, I know that I'm female and I'm attracted to men. I know that to be the case, right? And I know that I'm married to Andrew Calhoun. And I know that I don't have fingernail polish on. And I know I know that I'm wearing a multicolored shirt. These are things that I know that I know. That's that small slice of the pie. Now, what I know that I don't know, the second small slice of the pie, is I know I'm not a brain surgeon. I also know that I'm not a pilot. I also know that I'm not male. I'm confident of that, right? And I'm confident of the fact that I know that I am not a doctor of chiropractic, okay? I know that I don't know that. So what leaves the last part of that pie? Everything else, what you don't know that you don't know. And that's where the shift in your thinking happens, the DKDK zone, what you don't know that you don't know. So if you can be in the DKDK zone where you know that you don't know something, you then put your brain in the situation where you can open up and hear and listen without the lens. And then you can really receive the information. It doesn't mean that you have to believe the information, but you at least have to try it on one pant leg at a time.
It's interesting. I do a weekly meditation that I send out on Monday mornings, and the one that I wrote for this week, and I channel each of them weekly. The one that I channeled this week was open-minded beliefs. And it talked really about this exact subject of where when something comes into our brain, asking, is this true? Is this real for me? Mm-hmm. And do I still believe this? Is this mine, first of all? And then still, like, do I still believe this? Because when we can look at something, whether it be a belief of our own or of someone else's, and say, okay, is this true? Just matter of fact, is this true? Is this not opinion? Is this true? Is this mine? Is this something that I've taken in, or is this something that someone else gave to me? And do I still believe this now? And then what that does is it gives ourselves the opportunity to say, you know what? No, that actually was a programming that I learned from my family growing up because that's just how we all did it. But no, I don't believe that. So no, that's not my belief anymore. Or yes, I enjoy that tradition. I enjoy that belief. And I do feel that deep in my soul. And either way is perfect.
It really is perfect, right? And so I think about that, especially with respect to religion and beliefs around that. And, you know, we have Easter coming up, Passover, Ramadan. I think Ramadan started.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
I think that there are these religious beliefs and rituals that we have. And I would encourage you, with zero judgment on my part, okay, if there's something that's not
working for you relative to these rituals, whether they be religious or otherwise. Create your own.
Yes. Yes.
Create your own ritual. Okay, so let's go back. I think it's been pretty powerful. I'm going to go back. And I've been asking people on the show via, that's the gift. That's the YouTube link right there. But if you're listening to the show, please share the show with one person. Just take the link, share it with one person. I would be grateful. And if you do want an intuitive reading, please feel free to call in. The number is 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and then we'll see your hand go up in the chat here. We have a lot of people here on Blog Talk today, and quite a few people on Podbean, and a few people on Facebook and LinkedIn. So here's the thing. If you have a question that you want to ask of Michelle or myself, if you know me, we're going to give you to Michelle. If you know Michelle, you're going to come to me. And then the second person will follow through or follow up. But ask your question if you have a question from someone who's passed. We can access that. We can access source energy, right? Or you just need some direction in your relationship, your love life, your career, family, things like that. Wherever you feel that you have a need, we're here to help. This is our gift back. This is how we pay it forward. And then I want to go back to what are some ways that people might be able to tap into source energy if they're not doing this already. So the first thing, like Michelle said, is get rid of your limiting beliefs. And Lisa, we spoke about that. And if you're not able to do that on your own, I know that I can help you get rid of your limiting beliefs energetically. Michelle, you probably can too. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. And through coaching too, because a lot of times it comes from deep traumas that, will take some time to remove.
So we can get rid of it energetically, right? And then there's usually still some work to be done from a coaching standpoint. And then, of course, on top of that, I use the BOD, which does a reset on the neural network of the brain. And you can either lease that BOD out or buy the BOD or just do a session, whatever works for you. So that's really super helpful. But mindset is huge, people. Mindset will drive everything in your life. And the second thing is grounding, right? So once you open your mind that you don't know what you don't know, you want to ground yourself with the earth and connect with the sky. And Michelle, I'm going to ask you to show people how you teach them to ground and connect. I'll let you run this.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to see if I can switch this. It's 8:53, so we have about 7 minutes before we go to commercial. If we're a little bit late, don't worry about it. So let me just switch it around. Hold on. There we go. You're the sound.
Okay. Oh, hello, everybody.
Yeah.
So when I work with clients, we do a lot of meditation on their own and collectively together in our sessions. And the easiest way that I like to have them visualize this is if a tree trunk is in the middle of your body, okay, and it is going all the way down to base of your spine, and at your spine it starts as if the roots on a tree, it starts going deep down into the earth, okay, and imagining, and it's always easier for me to close my eyes, some people it doesn't matter, but I like to imagine those tree roots going all the way down into the center of the earth and spanning out wide as deep. And so what that does is that opens us up to be able to, when we are releasing or when we are ready to release any of those limiting beliefs, any of those emotions or feelings or thoughts or judgments, they can easily then be pulled using the Earth's gravity plus our own intention. They can be pulled down into the Earth to then be transmuted back into the Earth, back into Earth energy, and it will be transmuted back to the love frequency that will be the highest and greatest human beings and all beings of all sorts. So if you can imagine that, then what you can do too, and I know Jody just asked me to talk about the grounding, but the other side of that
if you've got to do both sides, and it's interesting, you and I do it exactly, there are different ways to do this.
Yeah.
You and I do it. I'm sitting here smiling because we do exactly the same way. Michelle and I don't prep for these shows, okay, other than our own personal prep.
Yes.
So we get to discover about each other similarities and differences, right? Yeah. And when there's differences, we learn. And when there's similarities, I know I just put a big old fat smile on my face going, hilarious, because I know there's other ways to do this, and we're doing it exactly the same way. Yeah. So God bless. Anyway, go ahead.
So the other side of that is I like to imagine from about your heart space, where that tree trunk has started in your body, from your heart space up. Just, and again, I close my eyes, I imagine a pillar of light, and it starts from above. So we have chakras all through here and even up out of our body. And I imagine this huge beam of light, a pillar of light. And I like to use, my light is almost like a platinum color. A lot of people like gold or silver, whatever color you want.
Some
to choose.
People like purple, but
yes.
I'm a silver. I am too, like a silver platinum.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It's just shiny, sparkly to me. I love it. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I picture. And I picture that light, and it comes in through the crown of your head, and it connects to that space, to that tree trunk, and then it all the way down. And so when you can imagine that it's connecting into that, and then it has the ability to go all the way down into the earth, just like the tree trunk and the roots, you have this beautiful, beautiful line of communication. And that communication can be with whatever being that you choose. And I know Jody will back me up on this, in that you want to put out your intention of only beings of light, only beings that have your highest and best good in mind do you want to communicate with. Because when you open yourself up to any and all, then that's where you might not like what you get. So be careful with that.
Yeah, I would like to actually talk about that. And we're going to go to commercial in 2 minutes. And, but I want to talk about how you know who you're bringing into your energy field. That was a big deal for me, because back in 2019, I stopped allowing any energy into my field. I'm like, no, I'm cutting everybody off because I don't know who I'm talking to. It was a problem. You really don't want to be talking to the dark side. Trust me.
No.
So we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to you about how to make sure who you're talking to. Critical. So step one is to open up it's your mindset, making sure you're clear of mind and open to what you know, you don't know that you don't know, the DKDK zone, I call it. Okay, that's step one. Step two is grounding. And then step three is going to be bringing in source energy. But before we bring in source energy, well, we're going to bring in source energy, but I'm going to ask you some questions that you need to ask yourself so you know who's in your energy field. Okay.
Perfect.
Commercial. Let me, I'm actually going to run a blog talk. So we have on tomorrow's show, Naima, our executive producer. So she has her show tomorrow. So I'm just going to play her commercial. Well, here we go.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
All right, and then we're going to do Zelda's show. She's on Monday.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Tucson Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
So, you know, I just ran my snippet commercial about creating a new paradigm of health relative to your eating habits. And it actually ties in, give me a minute please here. We have a little cleanup. All right. So,
cleanup on aisle two.
Yeah. Seriously. It's the price you pay for having the blessings of these babies.
That's right.
So I did this other pie chart. I seem to like pie charts, right? So what I said was what came to me in a session, again, I don't have the graphics to show because we can't share today other screens, was that accessing source energy is a three-part process, right, in terms of long-term. The, I'll call it the density of what you can access, of what you can access. When you remove the toxicity, so it's remove, replace, receive, okay? Remove toxicity. This includes people, not just food, not just your water supply, not just your air supply, not just the electromagnetic frequencies, also the people. So remove the toxicity. Replace it with those things that fuel your soul. Healthy food, not processed. And I will say there are processed foods that are healthy, okay? Minimally processed. But really, the key thing is getting rid of the chemicals, the arsenic, the fluoride, you know, red dye, blue dye, all that stuff that's in your food, your water, and so forth. Your air supply in your home, and then having a process to detox your body, not like a race finish, but on a daily basis, okay? So remove and replace. And once you remove and replace, your ability to receive God increases, I don't know, exponentially. Because I was receiving God when I was over-medicated on 21 different medications and eating box food, fake food. But the way I receive God and get those messages today is stronger and more pronounced than it was when I was damaging my own body. So I'm not telling you it's not possible if, you know, you were where I was, which was, you know, this is what I look like. It's kind of hard to see here, but 235 pounds. And the weight is really not the issue. It's why I gained the weight. It was because of stress and because of toxins, and they were being stored in my fat cells. And so, you know, when you're taking 20 medications for 2 decades, there's a lot to store, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's funny.
She said, that's funny, mommy. She laughed.
Yeah, she said, that's funny, mommy. She said, mommy, you're a comedian. She said, so am I. Okay, so then we talked about the DKDK zone, grounding, and now accessing source energy. So if you're listening, which I know that you are, because there's people on all the different channels, and we're grateful for you piping in, how do you know that you're accessing source energy? So I want you all to think about when you've had the love of someone important in your life. For me, the first person that really showed me unconditional love was my mother. I know that's not the truth for a lot of you. So, and God bless you. I'm sorry. But there's someone out there who showed you unconditional love, because if she wasn't around, your father was around, or somebody else was around. There's always somebody who comes in. There's the vector, somebody who comes in and replaces. So who is that person that showed you love? And maybe it was yourself, right? Now, or maybe it was God. So think about how you felt when you were in church or synagogue or mosque, wherever you connect with God, or the forest, which is where I go to connect with God. So think about that yummy feeling, that beautiful, unconditional love feeling in your heart, that warmth that you have in your heart chakra. That's the feeling of good energy in your heart. If you are accessing source energy and you feel those things, you're good. What would you like to add to that before we move on, Michelle?
I'm just kind of laughing because I don't know if you can hear that thunder, but
hear the thunder? Are you flipping kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't know if you could, if it was coming in on yours, where you are too. We're not far from each other, but yeah, it's really loud right now.
It's really loud. It's almost like a divine intervention.
That's exactly what I was thinking, and I think I want to go with that. It's like, you know, a lot of times people will ask me, how do I know it, you know, if it's not, if it is a message from God or the universe, or if it's my own mind, am I just making this up in my mind? And that's a really good question. Because
it's an important question.
You know, even at times with those of us that connect on a constant basis, there are times where our ego can get involved, and we want the answers that we want. And so we will manipulate the message. We can manipulate the message. Here's the thing. Our soul knows. And let me ask you, even at a time where you may have manipulated the message, didn't you also know deep down inside what the real truth was and what the real answer was? Yes. I can almost guarantee everyone would say, yes, I chose to do this, but really I knew I should have done this.
Oh, yeah. All day, right? Yeah. And I hear that from my clients all the time.
Yes.
Why are you not trusting your gut? Why are you not trusting your inner voice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here, you know, there's some exercises that you can do too. And I think that this is really, it's a fun way to practice this because it really is about trusting yourself, you know, trusting the messages that you get and then knowing, and as you practice, you will start to feel the difference between your mind, your ego, you know, programming maybe from family or an upbringing, whatever, and source or the frequency of a past loved one, something like that, or an animal. And, you know, so if you practice this, there's some fun ways. And I learned how to work with my angels and guides on little things first. So opening up and saying, okay, how about when it's a really busy season, maybe it's Christmas season at the mall in the United States, and you want to get a good parking spot because it's raining, it's nasty out, right?
So, yep, it is.
Yep, sure enough it is. So you talk to your angels and your guides and you say, okay, I'm not making a bargain with you. I just want to learn, right? So I'm calling on you to help me find a good parking space. And you know that when you're in the parking lot and you're like, oh, I need to go down this aisle. Or if you're on the interstate in Atlanta and you're like, which lane should I be in? Which lane is going to open up faster than the other? Because they're all going to be blocked. We know that. It's Atlanta.
Right. I learned that one the hard way. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Welcome to Atlanta. But you know that little gut feeling that you get, I'm going to go in this lane. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and we've all done this, you get in the lane and then that one stops and you go, I knew it. Don't we say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we knew it, why did we move in the first place?
Right.
Because we didn't trust ourselves. And so it's asking our angels and our guides. That's the number one thing. And then we have to listen. We have to listen.
Okay, sister. Because this is what I say all the time. You know, first ask, then listen, and then do what they say that they told you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say, are you sure? I don't know. I don't want to do that. Well, okay. We have free will. We can choose not to do that. But then next week, next month, next year, when things don't work out the way we wanted them to, and we think back to today and that we decided to do this instead of that, well, we don't really have anyone else to blame but ourselves.
Right? I mean, pretty much. Yeah, and here's the thing. How many times that you listen to yourself that you're glad that you did. Like, keep a little checkbox, right? Have a little piece of paper in your wallet. And then on the other side of that piece of paper, how many times that you didn't listen to yourself, that you go, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to tell you, while I didn't do a physical checklist, I did a mental checklist. I listen to myself now.
Me too.
Yeah. Right even to, I avoided a car accident the other day when I was going hiking. And if I had been where I was, you know, if I didn't follow where I was called to go, I would have been part, you know, backed up in that car accident right in front of Kennesaw Mountain. God has a plan. Stop second-guessing God. They see things that you don't see, and they hear the conversations that are going on behind your back. And so you can keep second-guessing God and your higher self, or you can start playing with the program. Ask yourself if you're a resistor. Do you resist what's in front of you? I'm hearing someone needs to hear that question. So if you're listening, there's someone out there. Are you resisting what's right in front of you? Are you resisting what you're hearing in your heart and in your mind? I'm hearing you're one of the clears or many of the clears. And I'm hearing that the only thing that's stopping you right now is you. And that if you start listening, and acting on everything that Spirit is telling you to do, your life is going to hugely shift for the better. It's going to materialize in a way that's unrecognizable to you right now. I don't know who that's for. Beautiful. It's for somebody.
I was called to pull one of my card decks, and I think there's a couple of reasons why.
Yay! Because I saw that on Facebook the other day. I'm like, I should get my cards out, but go for it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I think there's more than one reason. I do feel like I'm drawn to pull a card, see what comes out for the collective. Just like you felt somebody needed to hear that. I feel like there's something in here that somebody needs to hear, and really as a collective. But the other thing is that, you know, when we are learning to open ourselves up, we can do it without any tools whatsoever. And that's, in my opinion, the purest way. However, because we are human and we have egos that get involved, sometimes, and this is a question I get a lot, well, I don't know, right? We just talked about, I don't know if it's my voice or if it's God's voice or the universe or my dead grandmother or whatever. So sometimes using a tool, if we don't have an intuitive friend that we can go to and call up like Jody and say, hey, what are you getting on this?
Right.
Sometimes it's the middle of the night and we're like, I need to know. Now, I will preface it by saying they're not always going to give you the answer, because sometimes the answer is go to bed. You don't need to know this in the middle of the night. Get some rest.
So,
right.
So actually the question you asked then, is it my charge to know? Is it my charge to know right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like you were saying, we don't hear the conversations that are going on behind our back. We can't see the big picture all the time. Sometimes we can access that, but sometimes we're blinded by our own beliefs, by our own desires, by our ego, those types of things. So tools like oracle cards, tarot cards, however you say them, what am I trying to say?
Well, the tarot, pendulum.
Yeah, thank you. Pendulum. Yeah, you could see me doing this. I couldn't think
of
it.
Well, and I teach people how to use their body as a pendulum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, muscle testing, those types of things can all work. And so, I get a lot of comments. I shouldn't say a lot. I get some comments around, especially the religious upbringing, around, well, is that right? Should I do that? Isn't that calling in evil? And that's a great question, because that's very valid to ask. And the answer is yes and no. It's all in your intent. We all have things on this earth that can be used for good or can be used for harm. Fire. Fire warms us. Mm-hmm. It can cook our food. it can also burn down an entire city.
Chicago Fire.
That's right. So it depends on your intention of use and what you are opening up for. And for me, I only am open to the messages from the divine and my guides, your guides, the angels, all beings of light and love. And so I think that's very important to know. Not everybody will use the tools the same, mm-hmm. but if you are wanting to use tools, you can be sure that your intent is going to be infused because it's all energy, right? It's all energy, what we put mm-hmm. in our tools. So if you would like me to, I would love to see what
yes,
comes
please.
Up. Mm-hmm. I'm using, I was called to pull from the Soul's Journey.
Nice.
Show you.
Yeah.
So just want to see what comes up for the collective or if there's someone in particular that needs to hear the message I was feeling. All right. Well, we got several things wanting to come out here. Mm-hmm. So the first one, this is wonderful. First one is success.
Wow. Okay.
Says, I know that there is no greater goal than to love.
Mm.
So the energy that I'm getting around this really is just, it goes back to what I feel like you and I talk about every time we're on the show together, Jody, is that it all comes back to love. Mm-hmm. When we live our life with eyes that see through the lens of love, we can't go wrong. I mean, it says so right here. Mm-hmm. We will have success. No matter what success looks like to you personally, it's going to look different to all of us. But when we feel into that energy of love and we infuse that into everything we do, into everything that we are, into every word that we speak, that's a huge goal. We're not always going to do that. But when we can strive to do that more and more, it's just going to bring more success because it's energy, right? And the more we put out, the more we're going to get back.
Yeah, so I want to add to that.
Yeah.
What have you been taught about love and relationships as a child in your familial, right, when you were growing up? How did your mom treat your dad? How did your dad treat your mom? Does it resonate with you? Is it really what you would call love? Or is it more like retaliation and resentment? Is there vengeance playing out? And so if what you grew up with doesn't show up like love, explore what love should look like with your partner. Or if you don't have a partner, write down, manifest what it is that you want love to look like for you so that it can show up in your life the way that you want it to be. Love really shouldn't be angry. It can be. And love should not be retaliatory. That's just never love. And love is not judgment, but it can be discernment. And know the difference. So judgment, you have a charge on it, you're trying to hurt somebody, you're putting yourself on a pedestal, and you're making somebody less than. Discernment is you're giving them a constructive feedback about what it could look like, what it looks like now, what it could look like then, and what the consequences are if you go down path A versus path B. And there's a good consequence and there's a not so good consequence, right? And so what is love? What does it need to look like for you to have the joy and peace in your life that you're aspiring to have?
And it starts with you, personally. It
really does.
We say so often, oh, I want love, I want love, I want love.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're not even showing ourselves love. So how can we, if everything is energy, if you believe that, which we do, if everything is energy, the energy that we are showing ourselves is going to be what we manifest. We have to be the energy of what we want to attract. So if we are the energy to ourselves of self-hatred, self-deprecation, anger, disappointment, unworthiness, then guess what we're going to attract?
More of that.
And then, we ask ourselves, or we say, oh yeah, well, I knew it. I knew I would get cheated on, let's say. I knew I'd get cheated on, or I knew that, you know, I would be betrayed, or I knew this, or I knew that. Well, yeah, because you do that to yourself. And I know that that's not a fun thing to hear. And there's somebody out there going, no, no, I don't. No, I don't. No, that's not me. But guess what? Then we're being a victim. And I don't know about you, but I'm not a victim.
Oh, I'm not a victim on any level. You either play in the game or you don't.
Sure.
We have a caller.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So we're going to bring you on. The phone number, the first six digits, 779-801. And go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from. And let me just... So welcome to Susan.
Yes, this is Maika, and I'm calling from Pembroke Township, Illinois.
Well, hello, Maika. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good, and I do have a question.
Okay.
Thank you for offering this service. And I already grounded myself. And my former husband, who is now deceased, and I were working on a project together, working on things together in terms of the development of a peaceful world. And come to find out, he had a multiple personality that was a deviant. And it wrecked our work and it wrecked the work of a lot of people. And I want to know what he has to say from the deceased realm about what has happened and what needs to be done now and any message that he may have for me personally.
Okay, I'm going to start with this, Michelle. We're going to work on this one together, if that's okay. So he's here. First of all, Maika, he's crying right now. And he is so remorseful, and he's so sorry. It was coming through so huge. And it's actually interesting, Maika, because I was thinking about...
Talk a little louder here. Just talk a little louder for me.
Sure, sure. Hold on, let me see if I can get closer. Can you hear me okay now?
That's better.
Okay. So he's crying. He's remorseful. And he was coming in loud and clear before you called. Like, I heard you calling energetically earlier this morning. So he wants to talk to you. Give me a minute, please. And Michelle, just type in if you're called to do so.
I just feel like he's a very large presence. He had a very large presence when he was here on this earth, I'm feeling, and that is one of the things that was so shocking, in that he could be such a big presence in this positive way, and to find out these things about him, like I can see it just rocked your whole world. And what I'm feeling from all of that is the fact that he's saying, yes, he is sorry. He's also saying that what he dealt with in the physical is something that is so prevalent right now that it was actually something, it's actually something for you to learn from, to take this work. I don't know what the work is, but it's almost as if he's saying, speak to these people, speak to people that have these dark sides, because that is where the world can be changed. Because what I'm also getting, and this is not from him, this is from guides, is that who needs to be changed? Not those that are already of light. Those that need the light are those that are in the darkness. And so what I'm hearing from him is that this big dark presence can only be dark if you don't shine light on it. And once the light shines on it, there is no darkness any longer.
Yeah, there's more. And what they're also, what he's saying to me is that, Maika, I was here to show you duality, that you can love someone who's dark or who's fractured. And you can, as Michelle was saying, bring them to the light. I'm actually here guiding you to help you bring first yourself to the light. And by the way, I like what you're doing now. Good job, he says. I like the changes that you've made, because I see that you have made huge improvements in healing yourself. He goes, I'm sorry I fractured you, but you had to go through that so you can help others heal them. In other words, if I hadn't done that for you, if I hadn't given you that experience, you wouldn't have the depth of understanding that you have now, that you can now lead other people who have been in similar or the same situation. You are here to lead, Maika. Lead on. There's something else he's saying. Don't be embarrassed by what I did. It was a lesson so you could grow. Don't be embarrassed by me, Maika. I was just here as a lesson. Now you can go ahead and lead the charge. There's something else. You get it, Michelle?
I'm being called to mention soul contracts, and that your soul had a contract together. And so often our human self doesn't understand, but if we can understand on a spiritual level that our souls had contracts before we incarnated on this earth. And what he's saying is, I fulfilled my contract. And it wasn't easy for me either.
Yes.
But I did this for the bigger picture. I did this for the transformation, for more than just myself in the world. So the impact that his soul knew that he could have by going this route, it doesn't seem to make sense in our humanness, but our souls do what they need to do in order to impact and bring more people into the light.
Ooh. Yeah, and what he's telling us is that that contract was her, it was to make sure Maika could grow.
Correct.
And so, and Maika, what I'm hearing, please don't take offense to this, is that you were comfortable and you needed to grow. The only way for you to grow was to be uncomfortable. And you had to cast off that shell of comfortability so that you could like rise to where you need to take yourself and then the rest of the people who follow you. Does that resonate at all, Maika? Any of this?
All of it, absolutely all of it. And I want to know, does he have a message to help the children to heal? Because they were most affected by the fall from grace, let's say.
He says it's all within you.
It's all within me. I got
it's all within you. He says you are the healer, Maika. You're the healer. And so the children, what was your husband's name?
James Bevel.
Okay. He goes, you healed him with your heart, your love.
Say that again. Are you asking me a question?
Oh, he says you healed them with your love. But, oh, brilliant. Did you love your husband?
Of course. Yes, I mean, yes, definitely.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you what he said, but I'm also going to tell you about my family, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that my father had an outside relationship of the family. And from that, I have a wonderful half-brother, okay? But it wasn't just like a moment. It was 40 years. It wasn't like a one-time thing. It was two different families, okay? Can't believe I'm sharing this on the air. So the thing is, my father, unconditional, like with and without his transgressions. My mom, in front of the whole family, before she passed, and she passed before he did, 18 months apart, she forgave my father in front of the entire family of all of his transgressions. She loved him anyway. Unconditional. Heal your children by loving him anyway. Not showing
your voice is getting low, honey.
Say what?
Your voice is getting low as you're speaking.
Sorry.
You're softening your voice but can't hear it when you do it.
It's hard. Show your children the love, the unconditional love that you had for Bevel. Okay? Because you show them you can love people with their imperfections. And then they'll heal. And they won't have, the misconception that you can be in a relationship without troubles and without strife, because there's no such thing. That's how the children are healed, through you and through your love of him and you expressing to them that it was okay for him to make these mistakes. The mistakes are not welcome, but we can love people anyway and we can help them heal and we can help them heal even, I'm going to tell you, he's healing from above. He's a soul. Mm. He's from above. I hear you've got something else to say.
Go ahead.
I heard that your children are going to be just fine. That came through immediately. And then I actually have something sitting on my desk about forgiveness. And it basically is talking about shame, regret, and guilt. So letting go is what I'm hearing. Let go of the shame, of the regret, and the guilt. Because even when we are the ones that are betrayed, we can feel some guilt around, oh, I should have known. I should have seen the signs. I should have protected my family. I should have whatever. And we can should ourselves constantly. And letting go of that guilt, because the way it happened, even though in our humanness we don't want to accept it all the time, the way that it happened was perfect, because your calling now is to take that lesson, take that beauty, is what I'm hearing, into the world and change it with a new understanding. Because think about how you would have done your work prior to finding out what you found out. And now, though everything has changed, look at the impact that you can have and look at the lens that you're looking at it through. It's completely shifted. And that would not have happened had you not experienced what you did. And so what I'm hearing is, though it's difficult, that is exactly what needed to happen for you to fulfill your calling and your purpose here on this earth in this moment.
I hear you.
Is there anything, we have another caller, but I want to make sure that we're complete with you. So is there anything you want to say, ask, or anything before we go to our next caller?
I did want to ask if there was a message from Source for me in relationship to all of this.
That was what just came through.
Yeah.
Release that shame. Release the regret and the guilt, because your purpose here on this earth is so great that does not need to cloud your lens. So move forward, press on, is what I'm hearing.
Well, thank you so much. You're welcome. One other thing, Maika, I got a huge chill when you asked that question, and Source does believe that you're on the right track. They like the direction that you're going. Like they're happy.
Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful. I appreciate it. And you were right on, spot on with everything.
Well, thank you for calling and supporting the show. We're so grateful.
It took a while.
Did you wait a while? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like, should I do this? And then it's like, nah. Yeah. So then I decided, let me ground, and then put my feet on my grounding mat, and then I said, let's call. So there was hesitation.
I'm glad
for sure.
You did.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad I did too. I love the message, and it makes all the sense in the world. And it's an affirmation of what I have to do and where I have to go. Thank you again.
God bless. Okay, we're going to bring on our next caller. The number is 336-350. And bring you on and go ahead. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. This is Mama Bonfire, AZ Paris. And I'm calling you from the Gables Resort, Jody, and the other lady. I know I don't tune in very much because I'm asleep, and I'm still here healing from all of everything that has been going on since I've been on the planet. And I'm just grateful that the tall ones, the ancestors, including James Bevel, Dr. Maika's husband. I'm going to try my best not to get emotional. When I get confirmations like this, it just freaking blows me away, family. Jody?
Yes.
And the other lady?
Michelle.
How are you? Michelle. You are on freaking point. Dr. Maika, your husband, Reverend A.A. Allen and Mark Bentoncourt, had me to wake up and told me to tune into the show. I swear to God, man, this is off the freaking chain, overwhelming to me. Anyway, I was in a dream. Dr. Maika, and you were in the dream, and I'll tell you about it later. That's why you called me the other day, and we haven't connected. And then the reason we haven't been connected is because of today on Jody's show, that you had to call in. They told me you were going to call in, and I'd be damned if you didn't call in, girl. And let me tell you, everything that was said is on point. There are tall ones, including your husband, from the other side, just like Dr. Lateef's husband, Abdul, okay? They are communicating. We just have to listen. There's a lot of work. You and your husband did have a soul contract that nobody understood, even your children. A contract with your husband to learn. They have to go to another level in their time. So, Dr. Maika, you must take a chill pill and let it go.
Hey, I think you're doing a good
will
job.
Affect, I'm serious. It is affecting the powerhouse within you that needs and they're screaming to come out, my dear sister, to assist other people. That's the same thing that I am going through on some level, even with my challenges physically, okay? I thank all of you today to confirm that you have no freaking idea how you have confirmed the shit that I doubt, that I think I hear, but I know now that I do hear this shit. Excuse my French. I thank Dr. Lateef for creating this platform for all of us to learn and to grow. This is the paradigm, family, especially women that we are in. And this is Paris. Robert Paris is my name. I came to the planet with that name, Robert Lee. And I'm feeling that. I am feeling that because of what was voiced today. I'm grateful, y'all. I'm grateful, ladies. I'm grateful, sisters. I am so grateful to you, Dr. Maika. Let all yourself down, my sister, and let it roll. I've been contemplating on asking you to come and join me in this project that I assigned myself to. I signed up for Miracle Valley, Arizona. It's a lot going on. It's a lot, and it's a lot that needs to be uncovered so that the children can learn, can grow in a good way. Thank us, Dr. Maika. Oof, this
Mama AZ, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I hear you have a question. What is your question? There's a guidance that you need that Michelle or I are supposed to give you today through Spirit. or spirits working to us. I am tired. But really, what's your question? I know you've got a question. What is it?
It's so many questions. Right. Well,
there's the burning question. Ask the burning question.
Question is, this journey that I signed up for, Miracle Valley, will the people be there if I just step out on faith and trust my gut and not be afraid? Will I have the support that is necessary? Because this has a lot to do with Chicago and the people there in Harvey, Illinois. This has to do with child trafficking. This has to do with human trafficking, period.
Yeah, so I'm hearing, like, it came in so heavy. You're highly supported. Like, I don't even know what the whole thing is all about, but the very first question you asked, am I supported? Will they show up for me? Absolutely. Whatever it is, you step in. I see you are surrounded by angels. It's almost like they're football players. That's weird.
All right.
I'm also hearing that this is uncomfortable for a lot of times, be patient.
I didn't hear that, Jody. I didn't hear that. You broke up. Say that again.
Okay, so I'm hearing be patient. And why I'm hearing that is they're following that up with sometimes we can take that leap of faith and we ask to be supported and we are supported. And so in our humanness, we assume that that means everything will go smoothly and everything will fall into place and all the people will come and it will be a huge earthly success. That is not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing
I know, Jody, with the challenges that I've been going through, I have to be patient. I have no choice. And people all the time show me, well, they're not interested or that's not their cup of tea, or they're comfortable with staying in their little box. And if you want to do that, you do that. You do that on your own. And you know, if you end up homeless or whatever, don't call on us, And I'm used to that. As long as I'm warm, if it means that I have to sleep in a tent, then so be it. I'm serious. Even with everything that may be going on with my body, I'm in a wheelchair, not walking. But that's okay. I have both of my legs, but you know, I'm not, you know, that will come in time. That's not what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about bringing awareness from my neighborhood, Jody, that these are real issues. Like Dr. Maika said, how do you help the children? Not only just her children, but there are children in the neighborhood who are being snatched up 24/7. It bothers me. It bothers me. And if I
being like a few minutes on the show, we have another question come up. I apologize.
No,
go ahead. I know you know. So what I want to tell you is that I've been following this. This is not even a spiritual thing. For the last year, they're cleaning up the situation with the human trafficking. So You are part of greater good leading that charge. I'm grateful to you. And, you know, Michelle and I are going to be on again 1 month from today. So I encourage you to call in first Tuesday of every month. We have Melissa Jensen, and she has a question. And then I also just want to mention that next week I have Dr. J.R. Heise on the call, and he's going to be talking about sleep and really the difference between rest and sleep and how it heals the body. And we're going to have solutions. Do you want to take on Melissa's question? She wants you to explain what the role of the pineal gland had in this and how to clear it. Go ahead, Michelle. I'll let you.
Yeah. Not exactly sure what the role that in what, but I'll just address
Well, in connecting to SWORD, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, the pineal gland is, it can get calcified. And unfortunately, the things that we have been taught to use and to put in our bodies here in America, they do have effect. So fluoride has effect. The chemicals that we put in our bodies, all of those things.
Pause this for a quick second. The fluoride, I want people to know where it's coming from, not just your toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in your water supply. Think about your shower, your tap, the bottled water that you buy. They're not taking the fluoride out. And so if your stuff is not organic, right, and you're buying, let's say, kombucha, but it's not organic kombucha, you're buying a juice, it also has fluoride in it. It is not listed. It's just there, and they're not even testing for it.
Right. So we have to be very vigilant. Now, does that mean that you can't access source energy if you brush your teeth with fluoride? No, not necessarily. However, those toxins that Jody was talking about earlier, all of those toxins that need to be released from our body in order to clear up our channel that much more, that is part of this, Melissa, that you're asking. So this also comes with intention. Yes, it definitely is physical. You know, when we intend, when we have the desire, then we can, with our own mind, and there's all sorts of ways we could teach you how to do this, with your own mind, you can start to calcify it just by doing energy work alone. But if we continue to put those things in our body, then it's just going to be a vicious cycle. So we have to clear and cleanse ourselves internally.
I hope that answers your question, Melissa. I mean, I will just say there are specific oils that you can use, energy. And I will also tell you, I was accessing source energy and I was 235 pounds. I was taking 20 medications at the same time and I was accessing source energy. So you can do it, but I'm going to tell you, because I know who you are, you're powerful. You just have to give your body the chance to show up. So when you, and it's a process. It's not, Rome isn't built in a day. And I know you're doing all the work now. So first of all, congratulations and good job. And give yourself a grace card. Give yourself a grace card. It takes time, Dolly. It takes time. But the water supply, huge. To make it a lot easier to clear it. We can clear it, like, the day, but like Michelle said, unless you're doing all the other work and using the things to decalcify that pineal gland, Anything you want to... I'm just going to say thank you to everybody who called. Melissa, you're welcome. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to everybody who piped in. Thank you to my friend Michelle. I'm beyond grateful that you partner with me. I met you and I knew we were supposed to help heal the world together. And I'm grateful to be paying it forward with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Michelle, the next time that you're on the show, let me just let everybody have these dates. So it's going to be, I think it's May 3rd. So Tuesday, May 3rd, please mark your calendars. The Rockstar Coach, you can find her on Facebook. And if you want to type that into the thread, we just got kind of carried away. Please forgive me so I can make sure people have a way to connect with you.
I'll put my website in here too.
Yes, please. Thank you, Naima.
Thank you, Naima.
I'll look forward to having that in the chat there, and then I may even have it on a banner. I'm going to make sure I have this. This is a banner going forward, and then we'll put in yours. Oh, here's the private chat. Thank you very much. Rockstar Coach. So go to www.rockstarcoach.com.
.org.
.org. Forgive me. Thank you.
That's okay.
I
can
go there today. So www.rockstarcoach.org. Connect with Michelle Approach. And she's also on Facebook. And she's got a great group in there that she's, you know, she'll invite you to. So connect with Michelle on Facebook. Connect with me on Facebook. And it looks like...
And I have a pop-up on my website, mm-hmm. that is called Backstage Pass. And if you want to receive my weekly meditations, it's called Monday Morning Meditations, just put your email in there and you will automatically receive that meditation every Monday morning.
And here's Facebook, which is at the Rockstar Coach. And again, forgive me, the website... It's org, not com, org. I'm glad I made the mistake because other people are going to make the same mistake.
Yeah, absolutely.
So www.rockstarcoach.org. And then I scroll down the bottom. You can go to SusanEssentials.com. There's a red free consultation button. You can get a 10-minute free consult. Or you can call me or text me direct, 847-738-0242. I am booking out about a couple weeks in advance at this point. Things are getting busy, but would love to serve you. And thank you to everybody for calling in, listening, and however you put up, we are grateful. God bless.
Yes. Love and light.
Love and light is right. And let me just see if I can get the banner here going. I'm working on it here. Ah, there we go. Okay. Ah.